Soup Dragons and I'm Free for Rob to start the hour, and Elephant Stone by the Stone Roses for Bradley, 14 minutes past 8. The full English breakfast show. Millions of people around the world could be exposed to dangerous levels of heat stress, a condition which can cause organs to shut down. Many living in developing countries and do jobs that expose them to potentially life-threatening conditions. These include being out in the open on farms and building sites, or indoors in factories and hospitals. Global warming will increase the chances of summer conditions that may be too hot for humans to work in. Emergency medic Dr. Jimmy Lee is working in the tropical heat of Singapore. He said there's no air conditioning, a deliberate choice to prevent COVID-19 being blown around. And he noticed that he and his colleagues become more irritable and more short with each other. His PPE, essential for avoiding infection, makes things even worse by creating a sweltering microclimate under the multiple layers of plastic. It really hits you when you go in there, he said, and it's really uncomfortable over a whole shift of 8 hours, and it affects morale. Yeah. Fortunately, we've been spared a kind of massive heat wave. We did have that one day when the wind was blowing really hard and it got up to 38, 39 degrees. But apart from that, it's just been quite pleasant, really. Even not too hot to sleep at night. Oh, better cool down anyway. It was squeezed. For Jane, Animal Magic. Time for this morning's comedy. I Didn't Get Where I Am Today by playing Reggie Perrin clips on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
Ah! Reggie! Sit down.
Oh, thank you, CJ.
Be firm. Be masterful.
It's only human.
What?
Nothing, CJ. funnily enough, CJ, I wanted to
see
you.
I'll come straight to the point. I didn't get where I am today by waffling.
No, CJ, no.
Never use two words where one will do. That's my motto. That's my axiom. That's the way I look at things.
Yes, CJ. I wonder, CJ, while I was
would
here...
Would it surprise you to learn, Reggie, that overall sales in April across the whole spectrum were down... 0.1%?
No, not particularly, CJ.
I don't say to you, Reggie, pull your socks up. I say to you that overall sales in April across the whole spectrum were down 0.1%. I leave you to draw your own conclusions and pull your socks up.
Yes, CJ.
Well, I didn't get where I am today without learning how to handle people.
No, CJ.
I give them a warning shot across the bows, but I don't let them realize I'm giving them a warning shot across the bows.
Yes, CJ.
Not that I want to be entirely surrounded by yes men.
No, CJ.
So my message to you is this: go full steam ahead on the exotic ices project. This is the big one. I want reports daily.
Absolutely, CJ.
Daily!
Yes, well, certainly, CJ. It's all well in hand.
Well, what do you want to see me about?
Be firm. Be decisive.
Be masterful.
What? Well, what is it?
Be master. I want a holiday, CJ. I want a holiday, and I want it now.
Do you now?
Yes, CJ. I really must ask you for at least not less than three. Certainly not less than 3 days. Okay, it's a bad time to ask. You can't spare me. Yes, I quite understand. I just thought while I was here, CJ, I would bring a long weekend. No, absolutely impossible out of the question. I quite agree. But thank you anyway, CJ.
Sit down! You're on edge. You need a holiday.
Yes, that's why I asked you for one, CJ.
Impossible. I tell you what we'll do, though. We'll compromise.
I didn't get where I am today without learning how to compromise. Take the afternoon off.
Thank you, CJ.
I don't know what you do at the weekends, Reggie. But take your wife into the country for a quiet couple of days. Just the two of you.
You'll return a different man. That's what Mrs. CJ and I do, and we return different men.
Thank you, CJ. I will, CJ.
Middle age can be a difficult time. Not but that we're one of those dreadful firms that squeeze a man dry and then abandon him. We value experience too highly. Goodbye, Reggie.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning, Mr. Potts.
Good morning.
How's sunny Switzerland today, if it is sunny?
It's been a little bit cloudy, actually, the last couple of days, I'd say. Relatively warm, but I think it's heating up over the course of the weekend. So I will wander down into the Vallée du Jou, which is a beautiful water lake area here in the mountains just above Geneva, for a bit of relaxation with the family, which should be rather pleasant.
So you've changed quite a lot, really, haven't you? Because, I mean, a couple of weeks ago you were in lockdown and you were scared to even go out the front door. And now, you know, you're travelling around, you know, going to Switzerland. So you've got over it, have you?
Once I've got over it, listen, the numbers are significantly lower here in Switzerland than they are in the UK, so you've got to take that into account. But to be honest, when we go into stores, we wear masks here. It's, I think you have to, certainly in the canton of Vaud, where where we are. So we still maintain significant precautions, but it certainly feels a little bit better than where we were in the UK.
There's got to be an improvement in your case wearing a mask, surely.
Lots of people have said so.
Markets. So we had a really good run earlier this week, but markets in New York finally lower yesterday as the repercussions over the spread of COVID-19 and how to best contain it affected investors.
I think that's all right. US stocks trade lower for the first time in 3 days. There was weakness in technology. Investors rotated out this year's top performers. NASDAQ was down 0.7%. Weakness in Apple and Microsoft, but nothing too dramatic. Investors say have been spooked, I think, by a range of factors. The rise in numbers, particularly we've been seeing from the United States. Remember, record numbers of infections there that could suffocate the recovery and the reopening of those economies. Alongside that, the economic data, American initial jobless claims posted their smallest weekly decline since March. Chinese retail sales, we're talking about yesterday, came in weaker than expected. And it's a reminder, I suppose, that the road to recovery is unlikely to be smooth. European Central Bank, no surprise there, kept rates on hold so they would continue to buy massive amounts of debt, part of its 1.3 trillion euro programme that is due to last at least until June 2021, and they will continue to pay banks to lend out cash. In terms of growth, so the eurozone had shown signs of significant, though uneven and partial recovery. The outlook, they said, still remains uncertain. S&P 500 closed down 0.34%, but we are looking at a better start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 21 points. DAX over in Frankfurt, 41 points. CAC 40 in Paris, up 15 points.
Yes, a lot of analysts are saying that the stock market position is inverse to the situation with coronavirus, and as long as the Federal Reserve keeps dripping stimulus into the economy, then markets will continue to rise.
Yeah, I think markets have been boosted by a range of factors. That includes signs that the economies can recover, as we've been seeing from China once that restrictions are removed. That's seen as positive. Alongside that, you've got this overwhelming stimulus that's been put in place, ultra-low policy from central banks, negative interest rates, of course, in some cases. And alongside that, a huge amount of fiscal stimulus that should surprise or should supply support for the economic backdrop and the recovery. And of course, expectations around corporate earnings as well, which include a significant reduction during the course of this year, but a strong rebound as you look out to 2021. You have to assume perhaps that looks a little bit too optimistic, because I think the virus will be around for some time. Protocols will need to be remained in place. And therefore, is it realistic to believe that margins will hold up and companies will still make the same amount of profit in 2021 as they did in 2019? I think it's probably too early to say that. So I think we've got to be a little bit cautious given the huge rally that we've seen in equity markets since the March low, somewhere close to 4%. And therefore, we continue to advise clients to diversify and hedge some of those positions.
Subscriber numbers up at Netflix, but profit down. How does that work?
Yeah, shares slumped a little bit, down 10%. Costs, of course, have been rising as well. The world's largest streaming service. Shares coming under pressure despite delivering what only can be described as ferocious growth in the first half of the year when lockdowns encouraged consumers to sign up as movie theatres were closed. Netflix added 10.1 million new paid customers in the second quarter. That was ahead of expectations, with a large jump coming through in the United States and Canada. In fact, they finished the quarter with an astounding 193 million global subscribers. However, Netflix warned that growth would slow in coming months. They expect to add 2.5 million subscribers in the third quarter. That's way off analyst expectations. The market was looking for a figure closer to 5 million. Netflix shares have been a strong performer, hit record highs in recent weeks. Shares are up more than 60% year-to-date, valuing the company at $232 billion. Netflix downplayed fears that they would run out of new content, saying they have plenty of programming that it needs until the first half of 2021, that they've launched 30 new films since mid-March. But what we should remember is competition has certainly been rising. Disney, Comcast, Apple, Warner Media all have been launching services in the last few months.
The only disadvantage to this is that every time you get an email, it pings over the air. I've closed our email down, so it's not doing it this end, because I noticed yesterday it must be yours. You're popular, aren't you?
Yeah,
really
sorry.
Popular. That's okay.
I'm very busy. I'm a very popular man, but I will try and figure out my computer how to turn that off.
We'll just close the email down and it won't ping.
Okay, I'll try to work on that.
Even I managed to work that out.
I need to be online 24/7. Yeah. I cannot be away from the computer.
So have you got any recommendations for Netflix?
Any recommendations for... Wiener. Have you seen Wiener?
Wiener?
Oh, my God. Wiener, which is a documentary about Anthony Wiener.
No, I haven't seen it, no.
Sexting, and he'll be remembered for... He ran for mayor. It's the best one of... The best. It's one of the best political documentaries you'll ever see. If okay. you've not watched that, you've got to watch it this weekend.
Well,
fabulous.
I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into The Rise of the Murdoch Empire, which has been on BBC Two, and I've recorded that, so I'll be having a look at that this weekend.
Okay, is it one? Are all the episodes available for that, or just the first
episode? No, it's just the first one, I think, at the moment. So I think it's a three-parter, so I'll be watching episode one this weekend.
Well, a fellow media mogul like yourself will no doubt have a big interest in that.
Well, Friday's amongst us best day of the week, so what could be best, really? finally, some pretty grim numbers coming out from Daimler Chrysler.
No real surprise, but they did say a late quarterly recovery in demand spared the Mercedes-Benz maker from losing as much money as analysts predicted. The car maker still reported a loss of 1.7 billion euros, though the market was looking for 2.1 billion euro loss. Daimler and other car manufacturers' operations, we know, have been decimated by the coronavirus lockdown. Measures to contain the disease pushed production to its lowest level since World War II. Daimler said its factories and showrooms have now largely reopened. Demand is uneven. It said Europe is coming back more slowly than North America or China. In fact, Mercedes-Benz deliveries in China, which is its biggest market, climbed to a record high in the second quarter. In terms of the outlook, it said future demand should benefit from a rollout of new iterations of its flagship S-Class, including an electric version with a battery range of 700 kilometres, which sounds pretty exciting, as we said.
It does. I mean, the car manufacturers are hammering the advertising at the moment, and they can't give them away, really, can they?
Yeah, there was obviously a big shortfall over the course of the past few months. I mean, I wouldn't imagine there's a huge amount of stock to sell, given the production levels we've been seeing. So hopes of very cheap deals, I think, are probably a little bit misguided. I don't think there's a huge backlog of production that they're looking to push on, but... No doubt trying to get people interested.
I don't know. I mean, sales pretty much ground to a halt in March. I mean, there was a lot of vehicles left around they hadn't sold that month. So I think there is quite a lot of stock. I've had three calls from Audi in the last 2 weeks alone.
Well, they know where to go to, don't they? They know who's got the deepest pockets in the Riviera.
No, I'm not buying at the moment. I'm not buying. No.
Come on. No.
I'm not going to be tempted. It would be foolhardy at this particular point. My car is perfectly okay. Well, because my car's good and I'm happy with it.
Job prospects are looking good. Pay rises are on their way for key workers.
Yeah, right.
You will be absolutely fine. Get the economy going. Come on.
Pay cuts more likely in this place. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 125.5. Euro dollar just below 140. You're going to get 1 euro 10 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much. Speak to you on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
Hang pots and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. There's some confusion as to what constitutes a closed public space following the government's decision to enforce the wearing of face masks across the country from next week. The measure has been introduced as cases of coronavirus rise in some parts of the country. Latest data shows that an extra 133 patients are receiving hospital treatment for the virus, with 17 admitted to intensive care, a worrying increase from last week. A closed public space is thought to take in shops and supermarkets, government buildings, gyms and fitness centres, cinemas and recreational attractions such as bowling alleys. Fines of up to €135 could be dished out for non-compliance. The government is expected to issue further clarification shortly. Well, fresh cases of coronavirus are worrying authorities in some parts of the country, although the government has stressed it has no intention of imposing a generalised lockdown again. The French Health Minister, Olivier Véran, has called on all people in France to remain particularly vigilant and active against the virus. The message is to wear a mask where appropriate, wash hands with soapy water regularly, and maintain social distancing at all times. Spikes in the virus have been confirmed in several regions of the country, and Mr. Varin also said that signs that COVID-19 is spreading again appears to be confirmed by increased calls to SOS Médecins and the SAMU Emergency Service. The government is to step up its test and trace programme, especially in areas where there have been spikes in new cases. The upturn in coronavirus cases comes as many French people are already on or preparing to go on their summer holidays. Travel to overseas destinations this year is way down on last summer, with the majority of people preferring to take a domestic holiday for safety reasons. 482 separate coronavirus clusters have been registered since the 9th of May, with 8 new ones in the past 24 hours and 104 still not under control. The reproduction rate R has now risen above one nationally for the first time since lockdown was lifted, with some regions registering higher infection rates. There's also concern about growing numbers of cases in the Nouvelle-Aquitaine and Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur, where new cases have been rising at an unacceptable level. Reports say many people are rushing to have tests before they leave on holiday or are seeking to be tested while they're away. In other news today, police in Toulon have arrested a suspect in connection with a brawl that broke out during the private sale of a motor vehicle on Wednesday. Reports say two people required hospital treatment as a result of the fighting, which involved several individuals, some of whom were armed with motorbike chains and other weapons. The suspect was arrested outside his residence and is being questioned in police custody. Police and the fire service say they're being lured into ambushes at a council estate in Fréjus. Authorities say they've been called out by local residents to deal with rubbish bins that have been set on fire, only to be pelted with stones and other missiles on arrival. Police have been forced to use tear gas to bring the situation under control. No arrests have been made. The first of the incidents occurred following the seizure of a large quantity of drugs in the area on the 10th of July, and there have been several more since. The local police commissioner says there's no such thing as a no-go zone, and authorities will step in to restore order whenever necessary. And a 57-year-old Belgian truck driver who got lost in Monaco and ended up driving the wrong way between the Boulevard Louis II and the Place Saint-Devot has been handed a 15-day suspended jail term, two €45 fines and been banned from driving again in Monaco. The man, who appeared before the Monaco Criminal Tribunal in handcuffs, admitted to drinking a litre of beer before driving and said he didn't like delivering goods in the principality. He said he found the entire situation very stressful and that he'd been trying to deliver his load in a 17-ton truck to an address in Fonvier before somehow ending up on the Formula One circuit in the wrong direction. The offences were committed on Monday the 22nd of June this year, and the prosecution recommended clemency because of the offender's honesty in his admission of guilt.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Cricket. England's director of cricket, Ashley Giles, says the breach of biosecure protocols by bowler Jofra Archer could have cost tens of millions of pounds. Archer's been dropped for the second test against West Indies for visiting his home during the first test and breaking the team's biosecure environment. Giles says the incident could have been disastrous for the English summer of cricket and that he didn't think the player had fully understood the regulations. On the pitch, England ended day one of the second test at Old Trafford on 207 for three after a rain-delayed start. Dom Sibley's on 86 not out with Ben Stokes 59 not out. Football, there were four games in the English Premier League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Tom Gale at the BBC Sports Centre. Leicester City maintained their grip on Champions League qualification, beating Sheffield United 2-1 at home. Goals in either half from Ayoze Perez and Damari Gray means they remain fourth, a point behind third-place Chelsea. Boss Brendan Rodgers has challenged the 2016 title winners to make more history.
The result gives us the second highest finish in Leicester's history in the Premier League. And now we've got two more games to go to see if we can create some more history. But the players are so happy, but they'll be ready now for Sunday.
Sheffield United still occupy eighth, but manager Chris Wilder was fuming with his players.
We've took a massive step backwards. We never deserved anything from the game. The goalkeeper's kept us in the game. There's no excuse from our point of view. Technically, very, very poor. Physically, out fought.
Manchester United were 2-0 winners at Crystal Palace.
McTominay onto Bruno Fernandes. Plays a neat 1-2 at Martial. Chance for Rashford, turns and scores! Marcus Rashford scores! Bruno Fernandes outside him, back into Rashford. Great ball for Martial, must be an ace. Tucked away into the bottom corner.
Goal difference means Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side stay fifth, but still have Leicester to play on the final day. Elsewhere, Aston Villa's relegation concerns grew after drawing 1-1 at Everton, leaving them 3 points adrift of safety. Ezri Konsa' first Premier League goal looked to have secured a vital 3 points, but once again they conceded late on when substitute Theo Walcott headed an 87th minute equaliser. Dean Smith says the results hit his players hard.
They're devastated at the moment, but they'll pick themselves up again. They're a resilient bunch. We've got good characters in there, and I said all along we would get better as the season went on, and I think we've been very good, you know, since lockdown, and good value for 3 or 4 wins.
And Southampton's Danny Ings scored his 20th league goal of the season in a 1-1 draw at home to Brighton. The visitors need just a point from their last two games to guarantee next season's Premier League status. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
There's one game tonight with West Ham facing Watford in a relegation 6-pointer at the London Stadium. Yeah, whoever loses that one is going to be in the deep doo-doo. In the English Championship, Leeds beat Barnsley 1-0 to take them to 1 point away from promotion to the Premier League. Nearly there, Leeds fans. Welcome back. It's FA Cup semi-finals weekend with Arsenal playing Manchester City tomorrow and Manchester United against Chelsea on Sunday. Both games are being played behind closed doors at Wembley. Formula One Sebastian Vettel says he's in no hurry to make a decision about his future after being linked with a move to Racing Point next season. The four-time world champion is leaving Ferrari at the end of the season, says that everything is still open. Newspaper reports have speculated that Vettel has already been offered a contract by Racing Point owner Lawrence Stroll. And in golf, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods have both made solid starts in the opening round of the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. Tony Finau of the United States leads by one shot after firing a first-round 66 on a blustery day with winds reaching 30 miles an hour. Woods registered a 1-under par 71 with McIlroy on 2-under.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
Coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Al Maritim and the Var. The general situation is a depression 1,012 millibars over the Ligurian Sea and another depression 1,011 millibars west of Corsica. Never know, nice blue sky outside, but it is a depression. Winds northeasterly, force 2 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure of Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, showers, force 3 to 4. Northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,013 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, showery, force 3 to 4 westerly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Partially cloudy, the chance of some afternoon thunder in places. Light to moderate easterly winds. Highs of 26 to 30 degrees today. Overnight lows 22 degrees on the coast, 19 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. The weekends. Sunshine and showers tomorrow. Fine on Sunday. Highs of 26 to 29 degrees. Finally, IKEA has announced it will begin selling vegan meatballs in its store restaurants for the first time. The new balls are made from pea protein, oats, potatoes, onion and apple, and yet offer the same great taste, look and juicy bites of the iconic original. And vegan food has come on leaps and bounds. I had another vegan steak bake from Greggs while I was in England. It's really good. You'd never know there was no meat in it. And from next month, a proportion of the 1 billion plus meatballs served in the UK every year will be entirely plant-based. Dubbed plant balls, IKEA said the new menu item has just 4% of the carbon footprint of its traditional counterparts and is a step towards the company's ambition to become climate positive by 2030. The lingonberry jam, which usually completes the dish, has always been vegan, thankfully, and the meat-free balls are a positive step for reducing meat consumption all the same.